From 1 till 4.
Afternoons with Matt Webb. Cambridge
105. So it is a fraction after 2:30, and I'm pleased to welcome to Cambridge 105 Andrew Deller from Lifecraft. Good afternoon to you.
Hello there.
And you're going to be the first charity of the month for October here at Cambridge 105. So welcome to the radio station.
Really grateful to be the chosen charity for this month and happy to talk about the work of Lifecraft.
So tell us about Lifecraft for people who aren't familiar with the charity.
Yes, it's been running for over 20 years in the heart of Cambridge, and it's a charity for adults who have mental well-being issues in their lives. People call it lived experience these days. And it's all about self-help and mutual support. And we're based in Mill Road on the corner of Gwydra Street in a very well-known building called the Bathhouse. Every day of the week we're there, activities and groups organised just to try to help each other with the business of recovery and getting well again and coming to terms sometimes with quite difficult circumstances that have brought us to this point in our lives.
And often people going to seek help for the first time can be very, very difficult. I mean, sometimes they'll go to the GP, but sometimes they'll drop into sessions held by organisations like Lifecraft, for example.
I think you've touched on an important point. Yes, we do have people come to us referred by GPs, but being a charity, I think we're more approachable in some respects. And very often people discover Lifecraft when they begin to look for help, for support, and now at the beginning of that point, which is so important, of recognising what's happening and wanting to talk to somebody about it and maybe just understand that others have been through the same experience. And what Lifecraft offers is a safe place where perspectives are understood and where experience can be shared. And each day of the week, we have a different set of activities and groups. We also have in the evenings a telephone helpline, and we have a counselling service, and we sort of wrap around the situation that people are facing.
So the activity sessions that you do, they must be very varied.
They are. They're led by members, usually, sometimes by volunteers, and we rely hugely on the goodwill and the support of the volunteer group in Cambridge. On a Monday, we've got groups to help with stress, and we have a meditation group. On a Tuesday, we have a craft group. We also have a hearing voices group for those who hear voices. And we have a friendship and support group. So already, just the sort of labels that I'm giving these groups, your listeners will get an understanding about the extent to which social relationships, meeting people and engaging with others is an important part of getting well again. Wednesday, fun with words. Thursday, singing and a women's group. And Friday, a really popular art group. In fact, art and singing were two of the original components when Lifecraft first started off as a user-led organisation.
Mm.
So as well as that, we have a social club on a Friday. People can come to that. There's a meal, low-cost meal. And then there's another social club on Monday evening as well. So there's a tapestry of groups which people can drop into. You know, you can come when you feel able to come. And membership is a very easy process. We've got over 600 members on our database right now.
And you've touched on there's a women's group. Have you got a men's group at the moment?
Oh, no, that's an interesting one. We often have men's groups. For some reason, they don't seem to last a frightfully long time.
Really? That's interesting.
Yes,
is it just due to fellas not committing to things?
I can't bottom this out. It's a curiosity. The guys will often come together and get a group together that seem to gel. But there are other support groups elsewhere in the city, and I think sometimes it's a process of people just needing to recognise and share what they want to at that point in time.
And I suppose because you're a local charity and you're not funded as a national charity, it can be quite difficult to get money together to stage activities and go on trips and things like that.
Well, the fundraising is always a challenge, and this is why it's such an opportunity to be your charity of the month, because if there are people out there who can identify with mental health, mental well-being and recovery, Lifecraft, being local, does need local support. And the funding we need to raise each year is assuaged really by contributions from the County Council and by the CPFT for our core services. But we do need to raise funds for our art materials, for our tutors' fees in respect of singing, and also for our annual coach trip, because like many small charities, we do manage to have a trip to the seaside. Even that has a fundraising target of about £450-£500. And people who want to give to us through PayPal can have a look at our website. People can make an arrangement to come and visit even, and I'll happily take people around. Because even the smallest of financial contributions is valuable when you are a local charity for local people. And as you rightly say, we're not part of a national structure or a national fundraising organisation.
Does that make you more flexible to some degree then?
Yes, it does, because we have the ability to generate new ideas, to look at new projects and think about new initiatives, as well as do things which are part of the regular cycle of challenging stigma and raising awareness. For example, thinking ahead to Monday, October the 10th, World Mental Health Day. We're going to have an open afternoon between 3 and 5, lots of tea and cakes, for the community to come and meet Lifecraft and meet the members of Lifecraft. And it's just an opportunity to keep that door open, and also an opportunity for potential funders or givers to come and meet us and to talk about ways in which they can help. And we also have friends of Lifecraft. Some very loyal people have stood with Lifecraft through all the ups and downs of funding challenges which face all small charities in this society here and now. And the friends are a vital group of people who do think of ways of helping to keep the doors open at Lifecraft.
You've touched upon that on the 10th of October, it's World Mental Health Day. Obviously, that's celebrated and it's marked across the world, not just to raise awareness, but for people to share positive recovery journeys and stories as well.
Very much so. Each year there's a different theme. And the theme this year is one which is actually looking out towards the issues of mental well-being amongst those agencies which support at time of crisis. I mean, that's the bigger, the wider theme. But here at Lifecraft, we're much more rooted, we're much more grounded. What we actually want to do is just continue the tradition that Lifecraft offers of being a place where people can help people and where people can come together.
Now, with all charities, it's important that you have a comprehensive website. Now, I've checked your website out. It's actually very, very good. Tell us more about your website.
I'm really pleased you think it's good. It's just very recently been revamped, and we're very grateful to a volunteer who helped us with that amount of work. But we simply laid out what we do, who we are, what we offer, how to find us, and we put details of our various services in ways that you can just, if you are a computer user, just click on and find out what's on offer. But at the same time, we coming to Lifecraft, we do have leaflets. If you want to phone us up, and we'll send you leaflets as well, because not everybody is completely on stream or clued into the electronic side of things. But the website, we think, is giving a very clear description of what Lifecraft does for people today.
You also offer an employment service for your members as well. Tell us more about that.
This is called Step by Step, and we were just delighted to get funding from Lloyds Bank, and Lloyds has been hugely helpful to our charity here in Cambridge. What we do is we have a project worker, one person, and she is open to work with people who might want to get back into either volunteering or employment. And what we try to do is listen to the strengths that each person has. And Lifecraft works on each other's strengths. And so she will just give a person time to sit down and to think about what their realistic aspirations might be. And if you've had an enduring mental health diagnosis, you can sometimes feel very far removed from connecting with people, either by doing voluntary work or by even applying for a job. And we aim to close that gap. And we can tailor our work with each person for 30, for 60, for 90 days. So you have a package of support. And that can continue if you find yourself a volunteering role somewhere with a charity, perhaps even with Lifecraft, that support can continue to make sure that you're successful in what you achieve. But as well as that, Lifecraft only runs because of its members. And we have a Lifecraft member employment scheme, which enables quite a few people in the course of a year to work with us part-time for maybe 3 hours a week. And that, too, is all about raising your confidence, rediscovering what you can do, and believing in your capacity to move your life forward.
Well, that's an important thing. And quite often when I was applying for work, when I was out of work a long time ago, there's daunting tasks of having to update your CV and writing a cover letter, and that can quite often put people off.
I think it can be daunting. Just how many CVs we all do in our lives, I sometimes wonder. But if you've come from a position where you're feeling low about yourself, your self-esteem isn't good, or you've had a diagnosis which you've had to come to terms with, presenting that in a way which is understood by others, presenting that in a way which actually communicates who you are and what you have to offer to a potential employer, does require a little bit of effort, to put it mildly. And yeah, we like to think we can help people through those stages of taking the first steps to saying, this is me, and moving beyond the diagnosis or the label that somebody else has given you.
So finally, you've touched upon it already. You're holding an event on World Mental Health Day, the 10th of October. It's called an afternoon tea between 3 and 5. And you'd urge anyone who is sort of either suffering from a mental health problem or maybe know someone who might be to pop along and find out more about what you do.
Exactly. Friends and relatives too.
Well, it's been fantastic talking to you, Andrew, and thank you very much for offering to be Cambridge 105's Charity of the Month. And if it helps sort of raise the profile of Lifecraft and helps you get a little bit more money, well, it's good for us and it's good for you too.
We're grateful. Thank you.